I am not the bad guy. I am not the bad guy. I am not the bad guy, not the bad guy. No.
Good evening and welcome. This is your announcer speaking to you through a series of clicks and grunts that your primitive brains are apparently able to translate. I want you to grab a glass of your favorite GoFunny juice, curl up with something icky, and tell those head demons to hush up a little bit. Because it's time once again for our attic-based after-dark delve into all things Trundle Manor, known only as the Trundle Cast.
You once thought I was. I am not the one who drove you into dark and lost. You cannot decipher who's foul and who is fair. Your thoughts are tainted by the toxins in the air.
I am not the bad dead air.
Dead air.
Oh, 151. The whole thing is 151. I thought you were just messing with him.
No.
Oh, this is going to get real fun real
fast.
Yeah.
He said, all right, he said $20. I found a 151 proof bottle of dark rum and was like, perfect.
That is the bang for your buck.
Yeah, hello. Let's get the rabble to shut the fuck up in the background there.
Rabble, back there.
Look at all the friends we have that came over.
All right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Trundle Cast. Welcome back. I am your host, Mr. Arm. I no longer am giving that over to our other announcer. I'm back now, the original Mr. Arm. Why the fuck not?
Because we like the other guy better.
God damn it.
He's less than a
dick. Oh, is he under the desk? Where is he?
Let me get back down there, piece of shit. Okay. Oh, a cigar of
cigarettes,
sorts.
Cigarettes?
Cigarettes. Welcome back to the Toronto Cast. We've got another fun show, I guess.
Who are we?
I don't fucking know. I am your host, Mr. Arm. To my right is the beautiful and the ever lovely Velda Von Minx, my lovely wife. Around the corner is our Uncle Fester, Mike Syke.
Greetings and salutations.
And, of course, there is Cat. Oh, by the way, Mike Syke doesn't have any headphones, so I'm just going to turn him off. If you hear silence, that's him.
You'll still hear me.
You will definitely still hear him.
And next to him is Caster, our butcher.
Hello.
Welcome, guys. And, of course, in the background is Jimmy Z and Eve.
Hi
guys. Well, we've got a jam-packed show, I'm sure, headed your direction. Man, I am all the fuck out of wax.
Out of wax?
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Well, clean your ears out.
I haven't been drinking enough. That's the problem. Let me get a hit.
Well,
you know,
I'm drinking like a whole glass of 151. This is about to get really interesting.
Let's start it off with a good Trundle break. Come on. Yeah.
Cheers to that.
Myself and Velda are drinking 151 that Caster decided to buy and put our direction. Thanks, bud.
You're going to get drunk. Do it right.
I think he's heard all the past Toronto casts and doesn't want to be that guy anymore.
I think he wants us to be that guy.
Drunken history. Go.
He definitely does. He superseded me for a while, but I'm going to come back strong, I swear.
No, you made me feel better when you had that one, but a lot of that was edited out.
that's the beauty and the power of the mystique of running the goddamn board.
Yeah, I know, right? Editing out tonight.
You know, we just started a Patreon page, so at the top of this fucking hour, I would like to say something about that.
That is the big news.
I'm excited about it. What do you guys think of us begging for money?
Personally, I hate begging for money, but with what we're doing, I think it's a really great idea.
It's not technically begging because you guys do have special offers for people who, you know, do the Patreon, so it's you're kind of purchasing something, you just don't know what it is yet.
Right,
could I have some more, please?
Alms for the poor.
Yeah, we're not doing another Kickstarter because that is just a little bit too much for us to keep up with, but we're offering some cool things. I'll put in a post about that. We don't have to talk
and you don't
whole heavily about it. I don't have a kidney.
And you don't lose a kidney.
Do you have the Patreon on your phone? Because I know that we got some new Patreon people that we got to post up on the... That's a lot of peas. Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank God I got a pop protector.
People want to pick the Patreon page.
You don't have one of those. Stop doing that.
Where's your bunny ass at?
Oh, motherfucker. Again with the rabbit. Where is its asshole?
Had to bring it up.
Should be pointed at your face.
It should be.
All right. Hey, you know what?
Anyway.
I'm going to give... which one of you two in the back has the best handwriting?
I would bet Eve.
Eve.
Yeah, let Eve do it.
She knows cursive.
Foiled again.
Thank God. Hey, why don't you take a look at that wall? Tell me if there's a Rene Reese up there.
No, I see it.
You see one?
Or Vanna White of the Tunnel Manor.
Do you see one? Do you see Rene Reese?
No.
All right. Well, you're gonna have to put her on the Patreon wall.
Yay!
Here's the paint pen. Man, it's all fucking peas.
I want to misspell it like a douche.
I'll spell it out loud.
Yes.
We'll do it.
Okay, where should I get?
Underneath of those, if you want.
Just right underneath that next name.
Yeah.
Give me the letter.
This is people that have. It's Rene. R E N E E.
Yeah, shake it up.
I'd like to buy a vowel. Give me the name. Here it is. Oh, stop.
R-E.
She did say cursive. It's going to take
R.
Match the size now. Don't go making hers huge.
Okay. E.
E-N-E-E.
Renee.
Well, Renee's getting quite a lot for her $5 pledge.
Two E's, yeah.
Two E's. And the last name. Damn it!
D-A-M-A-L.
Motherfucker.
It took too long.
Is that a hyphenated last name?
No, you're not a name, motherfucker.
Last name's Reese. R-E-E-S-E.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Renee.
Yes.
Thank you, Renee.
Oh, like from...
There's another one. There's another one.
You gotta do it all over again.
How much money do they give us?
It's $5.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Pretty good. Well, any they get on the wall. Kimberly, K-I-M. Burley.
I like him.
Burley Kim.
No.
I'm sure she's a nice lady.
Lovely, delicate Kimberly.
B-E-R.
Don't forget to like Castor on the Facebook page.
K-I-M. B-E-R-L-Y. Yeah. Last name, Fanto. F-A-N-T-O.
Your handwriting's so pretty.
And
you
slow.
There's like three names in between hers, too.
F-A-N-T-O.
Fanto.
It's like Fanta from Mexico.
On top of that, guys, we've got a couple other ones, which you don't have to write, so don't worry about it. On top of those two, those are our latest ones. We also had Michael Ravensland.
And
he's
Hannah.
A good friend, and I assume Hannah was part of that as well. So that was a good group donation. Thank you, guys.
We miss you.
A married couple can't spend their money without both of them knowing it.
Jamie Lillet, I think that's the right way to say it. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful times. I think
it looks great.
Samuel Burns. Sam Burns. He's the one that
thank
sort of pushed
Sam.
Us into doing the Patreon. So thanks,
so
Sam. You got us a fair amount. We're up to $70
woo,
a month.
Woo. Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
That's pretty badass.
And the last one is Joe Battaglia. He was the first one to pledge. He beat out Sam. Sam was mad. He wanted to be the first one, but too slow.
Sucker.
And Joe was a he used to come to the manor a lot, but we haven't seen him for a while. But it was nice that
moved.
He still follows along.
That's nice. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. That goes to the upkeep of the manor. That goes to all of our new fucking projects. I think the next time we get paid, we're going to buy headphones for all you motherfuckers so
that's
I don't have
great.
To keep dealing with this every episode. and for the rabble in the back.
Yes.
Oh, rabble phones.
Yeah, rabble phones.
Rabble phones.
So that, I don't know, that's pretty cool to us. And it's neat to see, like, people supporting the manor even if they can't be here or buy stuff or take tours. But we really appreciate it. And we're hoping to keep it going. So if you hear this, even if you give us a buck, it's worth something.
Yeah, like seriously, a dollar.
Yeah, if you give us a buck a month.
It's a dollar a month. It's $12 a year.
We'll talk about you on the TrumboCast.
Just pay it off now. Just throw us $12. We won't bother you for a year.
$5, we write you up on the wall, which is kind of cool. So your name is in paint pen on the wall forever.
For 15,
the TrumboCast offices in the attic-based After Dark Delve that we are.
For 15, you get into our forever portrait, which we will Photoshop your head into this 1890s top-hatted investor.
It's not Photoshop. It's photographic time travel, travel, travel. Wait. Travel, travel, travel.
He's a little rusty.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I don't have headphones on.
It was echoing.
Went into a
echoing.
Cave.
Oh, the joke was on me again.
You are the joke.
I resemble that last remark.
Well, Mike, if you donate to the Patreon, I can afford some more headphones.
Okay,
no pressure.
Until
no
it
pressure.
Hurts you.
No pressure. I don't expect the people that come around a lot to give. That's fine. I mean, you guys have given your time. That's very important to us, too. That's
last
huge.
Time I gave you, you bought this tractor, and we were going to ride around in it, and...
The one that's in the yard, you guys were going to ride around on the neighborhood?
Yes.
It just needs new tires. If we get more Patreon, I'm getting new fucking tires,
well,
and I will come and visit
you. I donated, it's like...
Well, we bought it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm doing my best.
I would contribute, but I don't want
the I donated to the PA system. It's like, I think we can broadcast it to the neighborhood.
I think we still owe you money from that parking ticket in Baltimore.
Oh, yes.
shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. We got away with it.
Where's my horrible good friend,
What, your billfold? I don't know what's
billfold.
What.
No, Polly, yeah, send that. Send that PayPal to mikesyke.com.
I don't know. It went off like a little shotgun. That was pretty cool. We're hoping to get some more. I'm gonna keep paying Facebook to advertise because fucking that's the only way to get anything out there. Is to advertise.
I mean,
your
they
page.
Make it that way. You can't
blows
really
dicks.
It does. Yeah.
I've never messed with that. Is it like?
It's not. It's
couple,
not terrible.
Couple
and
bucks?
Actually, I think the reason we got a lot of the ones that we don't see that much is because of that. So
yeah,
it,
bucks, yeah.
it's something.
But
you know,
it
it's worth
really
something.
Really magnify it. Yeah.
I mean, I.
That's what happens
I guess,
when you have money.
Yeah. I believe in capitalism. It's fine. Yeah. I know you got to pay for shit. What are you gonna do? Unless you steal it, like we used to do.
Well, it's either you pay for it or you.
That's villainy.
So put ads on it to pay for it.
Yeah, let's not fucking do that.
No.
But speaking of villainy,
let's not.
I don't think Trundle Manor is going to pay for ads on TrundleCast. That's some kind of tax loophole that I don't think you can do.
No, that's that would not work out very good for the manor, I'm sure. So on top of that, we got a couple cool things that we're going to do today. We decided to start. I don't want to jump right into that, though.
Oh, okay. We
Yeah. I want to save that for, like, maybe the middle, because...
We're going to ease into it.
I think instead of... Well, screw
nice
it. We could talk about it the whole TrundleCast if we want to. And
we'll say that again, Rachel.
No, we'll ease into it. What are we going to... All your, right.
So, what's everybody been up to lately? What have you guys been up to?
Well, didn't the caster just get back from his great Northwest trip?
No.
No, he didn't go yet.
No, I still
you
need to
go.
Make you a list
no,
of places
and I'm
you
still
must
getting
see.
To that. That was going to be what I was saying I'm getting up to. So what have you been up to? And then I'll come back with that.
Okay, well, I had my so 5-day scout trip that was a day and a half.
Mike
that
loves
good or
right.
that.
Mike was, loves the
that,
scout.
Was that the one you told me all about?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
All
right. Everybody, settle in. This is a terrible story.
It is a terrible story.
Take that how you will.
Me being the evil scoutmaster as I am, no one decided to go on this camping trip with me and my son. So, me being the ever-attentive scoutmaster, I forgot.
Who would not want to be locked in a car with you for hours?
Are we there yet?
We didn't do that.
No.
Put that away.
I do think at some point we did do that.
Is that a cop?
Hey, we had a great time. When we broke into that acapella the acapella song that we sang on
we
the way down.
We did do that, didn't we?
It was,
what song was that? Sunshine, lollipops, and rain. No?
No.
Nobody's going to join
don't
in?
Know it.
All right, screw
don't
you both.
It. Sorry.
All fucking 3, 4, 5 of you. Fuck
sorry.
You.
Sorry, don't know.
Well, anyway, on my trip, I just, I forgot what day it was supposed to start, so I got there a day late. So as I'm driving up to scout camp, I'm a day late, and so we had our first night at a campfire, and we cooked out there, and the next morning, we were supposed to go on this big scout hike to the Boy Scouts, and they said, "Oh yes, Mr. Psych, you can't go because you didn't register the day before." I'm like, "Fuck, I wasn't here the day before."
What does it take to let someone just join a hike?
Oh, fucking hike. But
that sounds.
But I'm pretty sure Mike has to register when he moves into a new neighborhood.
Sorry.
Bum bum bum. If you're checking out,
that's my one for the night.
If you're checking out,
leave my personal life out of it unless I bring it up personally.
If you're checking out the TrentoCast live cam on Facebook, you can see that Mike is very exposed.
Anyway, so I said, "Son," and he said, "Yes, Dad. Let's jump in the car and go see a movie." So we went to the car, and my tire was flat.
Oh, my God, what a nightmare.
So got to Ranger. Ranger blew up my tire. And I said, "Thanks, Ranger."
He's got some good lungs.
So we off drove to the nearest Walmart, and they said, "Okay, it'd be about 2.5 hours." So I'm saying, "That's great. We're in Walmart. I got money. We can buy shit. We can, you know, hang out." And they said, "Okay, well, I'm going to go up there and write you up there." And she went out to my car. And if anybody knows anything about my car, it's a secret. I can't lock my car.
Yeah.
If I lock my car, I can't unlock it.
That has led to many nights at Toronto Manor with us cursing out Mike.
Break into the fucking
thing. That is why you don't
Oh, good fucking job, Mike. I was going to go to sleep, but let me deal with your car for another 3 hours.
Also, to supplement that, because you can't lock his fucking car, that should tell you that it's not a car really worth fucking stealing.
Yeah, yes. I guess so, yeah.
The
so
locks don't work.
It's not a bad car.
It's probably not a proper car.
It's not a bad car. It's an unlucky car.
Yeah. 2 hours later, the Walmart employee go to open my car, only to discover that it's locked. "Oh, we'll just unlock it." I say, "No, it doesn't work that way." They say, "Fuck." So I'm calling AAA, and 45 minutes later, fortunately, they were just real close by. They came over, opened up my car, got it open. "Oh, we can't fix your tire. It's beyond fixing." I said,
"What?
Put a fucking plug in it, or I'll put a fucking plug in you." Pa-pow! So, 2 tires later, we're off. "Son, we're too late to go see the movie. Son, we're too late for swimming. Let's go to the caverns." "Okay, Dad." So we drove to Laurel Caverns, and we had a good time.
That was
great
nice.
Time. But
good.
On the way back, I get this in my car. I'm like, shit. So we pull over, get some ice cream, which was good.
Where from?
It was from the General Braddock store over in Farmington.
Okay.
So there's probably a body behind the General Braddock store in Farmington.
Yeah. Yes, and she was a nice body, might I tell.
Our good Fester. His ice cream just means someone's intestines curled up in a nice little poop shape.
It was the money shot, as it were.
I didn't actually mean poop. I just couldn't think of the term for it.
Oh, okay. So anyway,
I meant intestines, bloody and whatnot.
We went back to the camp, and so we took a shower. Had flagpole. Okay, I'm taking this great panoramic.
What's flagpole?
This is at the evening.
Let him finish.
At the evening, where the scouts rally around the flag, and we pull it down, and my son's pulling the flag down, and he's going to pull it up, and I'm being the proud dad. I back up, and I step into this trench, twist my ankle, pull my groin, and do a backflip.
Oh, my God. You were cursed.
Yes, I was cursed.
The backflip graceful?
I got up like, "Oh, no problem here. Everything is okay." And I'm like,
"No." Yeah, moment. Yeah.
Gymnast moment.
Yes, very gymnast moment. Score of a 10 out of 10. I said, "Eric, I don't think I could continue. Would you mind if we go home?" He said, "That would be great, Dad. Let's get out of here."
That's where my Xbox is at.
Exactly.
All that trouble that you went through, and all he wanted to do was go back home anyway.
Oh my God.
So I got the scouts.
It's
got to throw the shit in the back of my trunk. Let's get out of here. We're going out of here. We're going down through Farmington, you know, by the Summit Hotel. Next thing you know, there's like this fire truck across the road. Apparently something went wrong going down the side of the hill that they blocked off the road. So they have us going through bumfuck Egypt. You know, I'm like, "Oh, where'd my GPS go? GPS, come back. Come back, GPS." So my hour and a half ride ended up being 2.5 hours. So.
That sounds like fun. Came over to get loaded?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
That's when I came over.
Yeah,
and your day was delayed because you can't read a map?
I resemble that last remark.
Mike sends me a message. He says he sent me the whole story, and he said, "When can I come over and get drunk?" I said, "Well, I'm working on the car. Come now, I guess." So we had a strange little night. Yes. Just sitting around in the dark.
We did. We ended up playing the Anton LaVey record.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, we had a record party outdoors. We have this little portable turntable now.
It was the hottest DJ I've ever seen in my entire life.
Shut up.
Was it my wife?
I think she resembles that last remark.
She better. No, he was Anton LaVey was an accomplished organist, so he was playing like cutesy calliope organs, and then there was
specializing in liver.
It was
heart,
a skate
lung,
party, you know.
I mean, I'm sure it was made of all of those. It had some bone fragments and
oh yeah, that was
intestine.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then the back was a full on satanic mass that I think our neighbors definitely appreciated.
Oh yeah, that was perfect.
Yeah.
I get these gifts every once in a while that are either movies or records or something, and I don't really get a chance to listen to them because I don't stop moving. So unless they're on my phone, I can't listen to them because if I'm not working on my truck doing it or something,
yeah,
I don't have time to listen to it. So it was perfect. It was really a good, like, pardon the phrase, chill out moment where I could finally just, like, sit down and listen to something.
As the kids say.
That's pretty cool.
Did you just use a modern term?
That was as modern as I get. And I think Chill Out started in the 1960s. Like, so
I know, but coming from you, so Chill Out was just weird. You don't say Chill Out.
No.
Was it a Mr. Freeze pun? Because you're the Penguin. Did you get
Chill Out?
No. Wait, yeah. No. I think I stole your thunder. Sorry.
Boop. Let's hear both of you.
Like
wait,
no,
wait, wait, wait.
No,
let's hear
no.
you both in unison.
No.
One.
Nope.
Two.
Nope.
Three.
Nope.
Chill Out.
Come on, Caster.
Can't do it.
That would have been cool.
No, it was a Spartan. You can't
drink more than you can do it.
No, that's
all right.
That's his thing.
So that sounds terrible.
but sounds truly awful.
Our Fester is the perfect our Mike. Our Fester is the perfect embodiment of Uncle Fester because your luck is about that, but you just keep on going with a smile on your face.
Oh, I can't.
That's how it goes, man.
You got that light bulb in your mouth, and it makes everyone else's hearts glow.
Yeah.
Oh.
What have we been doing at Trundle Manor itself?
A fuckload of tours.
That's
really.
Right, yeah.
I mean, people always think it picks up in October.
What's
during Halloween,
a notable
it's...
one that you think?
Oh, God.
We might
notable
have had.
One recently. We've been getting some donations of stuff. Have you done one? Oh, we just had an interview last night. Who was that for?
Yeah, that
for
was
NPR,
for
ESA.
ESA. WESA.
WCSE.
That's Pittsburgh's.
Who's saying outdated kid stuff now?
Pittsburgh's NPR station. So that might be on. None of you are going to hear this because it's going to take me forever to edit this and Jimmy to edit this.
Yeah.
But that's going to be on next week, I think. It's going to be something on like national radio about Trundle Manor.
So when you're hearing this last month. Last month. It was on last month.
From the past.
Well, WESA is our like local NPR, but it does sort of get picked up by the NPR, at least their website, I think.
I guess so. I didn't realize that. I assumed that everything that does us is just local. So that's really cool.
Yeah,
that's
exciting. So we're pretty fucking excited about that.
Yeah.
It just keeps going.
Well, you know, publicized in a major, you know, horror magazine,
yeah,
you know, NPR.
Yeah. That was the best.
Oh, and we go ahead. What's happening?
What?
It was just NPR and exciting in the same sense.
Yeah, right.
Seems so awkward because it just went back to today from Russia.
You know, we put it on at the studio all the time and I have to turn it off myself because they spend so much time talking about two things that I think are bad to talk about, at least locally, and that's racial relations and
racial relations.
I would like to
big wars and big wars. I don't know. I don't think that just brings people down, man. I understand getting news, but Jesus.
Today in Chechnya.
So yeah. Depressing.
And then Beethoven's ninth.
I'm not a gothic artist. I can't like work and be an artist and listen to like terrible stories and become like miserable. It's not fun for me.
I think we're going to be the most exciting thing that's been on that station in a couple of years.
Well, either way, I'm fucking excited about it.
Oh, it's great. It's very exciting.
One more. It's just funny. When you tune into that kind of a station, you'll hear like, you know, some kind of symphony music. And this was performed by, you know, Chechnov, blah, blah, blah. and in Russia. By the way, in Russian news, we did like it. Just it, they kind of like they
the segue.
Yeah, they do that weird segue where they're like, "Oh, this is from the 1960s. This Russian buzz." Like, "Oh, this is classical for a minute." And then they cut right to news, but they start with Russia because they just.
It's always
it's an odd segue.
Yeah,
they don't have really like commercials. They have
right. That seems incredibly awkward.
That's weird.
So well, that happened, and we also had a movie filmed here what, 2 weekends ago. It's for the 48-hour film fest. Which for those of you who don't know, it's a thing we do in Pittsburgh where on Friday night you'll get whatever genre they assign you, and you have to have a line of dialogue, a prop, and a character name that you have to put in your film. So then you've all day Saturday to make it and Sunday to edit, and you submit it Sunday night. So literally 48 hours. And they didn't never sleep, you know. So people had come beforehand. They wanted to use the manor, and they were hoping they would get, like, horror or something. They got mystery, which they made fit. But it was a really, really neat little film. So all day Saturday they were filming, and last week we got to see it at the Oaks. And Little Devil got in, which
oh, my God.
The part.
His face was 12 feet high on a screen. Just Little Devil's fucking pudgy little face. Boop, 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 boop.
At the fucking Oaks Theater. It was so
exciting.
Shit. Yeah, our little kitty screen debut.
I think that was my happiest part of that entire night.
Oh, no question.
That was so much fun.
People did a really, really excellent job. And there were people that we didn't realize were in it. Christine was in one of them. Who else?
It was a cool festival.
Our friend Michael was in
the
one.
The guy that did Midnight Radio for Bricolage?
Yes, he was in the one with Christine, one of the Midnight Radio guys.
Forget everyone's name. Forgive me, guys.
Yeah. But anyway, it was really nice. But Little Devil is a movie star, and that is the takeaway here.
Yeah. Speaking of Midnight Radio, this is a good segue. Midnight Radio is a play that's put on by Bricolage. Oopsies.
Nothing happened.
To play series.
Look away. Nothing.
Uh oh. Somebody doesn't like Bricolage.
God damn it!
The paper towels.
Yes, please.
Oh. Carpet
don't
ice.
Give them to me. I don't want them.
Got him. Thanks.
Anyway, so Bricolage is doing. I'm not allowed to talk about much, but Bricolage is doing this play for the Carnegie Museum, the Natural History Museum, with them. And they're going to have, it's like an immersive play thing. And they're actually, I found out that they're going into these deep, dark sections of the museum that nobody gets to go to.
I'm
so it's
so excited.
Here and there and all around the square.
Yes, and our Eve is a fucking awesome midnight watch lady.
Well, I was going to talk about myself, but okay.
I'm just saying, she got excited.
But I'm supposed to produce some creations for them for that are for these, sort of. Things to help you move you along, things to help it become more immersive, stuff like that. So, on the 3rd of this month, which, if you're listening to this, this month probably means, October.
From the past.
but this month I'm supposed to, go on the 3rd and check out all these weird places that I'm going to be creating shit for. It's only a few little things I'm making, but I'm excited because I get to get all up in there, you know?
I think we're going
to
go in the museum attic and creepy little crawl spaces, so I don't know much beyond that.
Yeah,
I'm very excited.
You know, just around, you know?
Yeah.
So if you guys are looking into it, check out Bricolage's website. And
they do really cool stuff, really inventive stuff.
They were the first people to do immersive plays in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And they're good friends of ours, so this isn't a plug. This is just, I don't know, I think it's fucking cool.
What type of, you know, genre will you be creating from?
It is, I'm trying to think. I think it's more like a mystery kind of thing. It's, it might be sort of like a spa experience. It's really hard to describe. It's,
is it related to the thing that we saw, or was that just a test of what they
that was
do?
That was a test of the same kind of immersion that they want to do. We went to see, we talked about it on the last Trundlecast, but there is this, you know, immersion that they're working on that is going to put you into a place and, you know, make you feel like you shouldn't be where you are and stuff like that. So look up, I'm sure Bricolage has a website, but look up Bricolage's website and fucking check it out.
And they'll do more, I think, too, because they're fairly new to the game of immersive theater, so...
Yeah.
There will be
what
more
is
things
happening?
For the
what the fuck are you people doing?
Sorry, I was moving stuff for spillage preventative maintenance.
Good lord.
Things are happening.
All right, whatever. Sorry, I'm done with that.
Awesome.
Welcome, Brinkwash. I hope that you're going to pay me lots of money because you just got a plug on the Trundlecast. Bo, 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 bo. Anyway.
How's it going?
I liked it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Well, Mike can't hear, so.
What have you been doing, Caster?
Yeah, what the hell are you up to?
Oh, now it's on me? All right.
Yep.
Well, first.
Well, you. We first, actually. Wait, before you start. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, first.
Trying to break.
Nice.
Yes.
Before you start, I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
Okay.
The TorontoCast that's not out yet.
Yes.
God damn it. God damn it, 151.
Yeah.
I got him.
The TorontoCast that isn't out yet is called the CasterCast.
Oh, is it?
Because your motherfucking ass is the loudest, strongest thing in the whole fucking thing.
Aww.
So,
yeah. That's very sweet.
That doesn't happen.
So, Thank you.
So you've got your own goddamn...
You thought I was going to be the problem.
I did.
It will totally,
Mike's been pretty good.
It would totally make up for that one I did.
Which
I
one?
No, the one that was bad.
When people asked me to, I was like, listen.
I don't think it's not bad. You're just drunk.
Fucked up.
But no, it's the one from the one right after that on is when we kind of got our flow.
Yeah.
And we don't do as much editing and we've been doing them live and everything. So I tell people to like listen. If you want to hear me really drunk, start with that one.
See, I don't remember you being that bad off.
Oh,
I mean, you keep saying it.
I re-listened to it, and I was like, God, is that?
Oh, wait till the next one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably drunk,
loud and obnoxious.
Yeah, that's my style. That's why I'm here.
We'll get there.
Gotta break it up somehow.
You're stealing my thunder, motherfucker.
So anyway, what have you been up to? What's your What's your deal?
What's your deal, man?
What's your fucking deal, bro?
You dig it?
Bro, what's your deal? Well, I guess it will be over by the time the next one is, or this might even air, but the last one, I was asking for places to go, so...
Yeah, I got to
come up with
that
list. That's probably why we have no response yet.
I know, I listened to it today, I'm like, oh, hey, I should make that list, and then I was leaving work, and then I didn't do it, so I'm sorry.
So this will be for all of you up there on Facebook Live Land. Because the next time someone hears this, it's too late.
The six people that were watching stopped watching because I stopped it because it was all bullshit and then started it again. So no one's watching now.
That's fine.
All right.
Anyway.
Dicks out.
For all the replayers of Facebook Live.
Dicks out!
No, we will be... the original plan was to go to Colorado and then come back, do the top half of the stage.
I feel like we talked about this already.
Yeah, well, the plans have all changed.
Oh.
God damn.
They change every time, don't they?
This is evolving.
The goal is still to find places across the United States
to get to your cousin's weed wedding.
No, it's not. It's just in Colorado.
Oh.
So that's just...
Okay.
It's going to be there.
All right.
it's Colorado. So instead of going to Colorado and back, taking the long way, we're taking the straight way there. And we're going through Colorado after wedding.
The straight way.
Yeah.
We're going
all the way to San Diego. So anyone in Colorado, Las Vegas, California, Texas, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Then we're dipping down to New Orleans.
He was about to say Nevada because I say Las Vegas, I say Nevada.
No.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Well, we're specifically going we're going through that bottom tip, so I'm not going to anybody up in the top of Nevada. I'm just cutting through real quick.
I think there's really just Vegas.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to go to Reno, actually.
It's only the...
Why? Are you getting divorced? Is it the 40s?
No. I just because of the... I think the show. I just want to...
Oh, shit.
No,
of course.
There's Nevada. All over Nevada.
Prostitution is legal in all of Nevada.
Yeah, so...
What's happening? What the fuck are we talking about?
Reno 911. Well,
She said go to Reno because there's prostitutes there. And I said, well, there's prostitutes in Vegas, too. It's just the whole state.
Yeah.
But anyway. Thanks for the chime in. So, yeah, I'm looking for odd places to go. We have, obviously, largest ball of twine, largest chair.
I'll pause you for a second. I like talking about Fester's foray into Boy Scouts and then talking about whores in the
I think
That's
I
great.
Need to book my travel through.
We have a large butcher. Demographic
Mike,
here.
Mike, does your wife listen to this? I fucking hope not.
She doesn't balance. Listen to me. Why would she listen to
me? Oh, shit. Fair enough.
Good call. Good call.
Yeah.
So that means you can do anything guilt-free, basically.
Basically, yeah.
All right.
No, there are consequences.
All right, pull out your dick, I guess.
Why is that always the first thing?
It's the only thing men have.
That's not the only thing you have.
Yeah, well.
Aww.
So,
he has no personality of his own.
Moving on.
I will be driving across the country.
There we go, yeah.
Yeah, so I think, I don't know if it's 21 or 25 anymore. But
we have thrown him off.
21 to 25 states.
Damn.
I will be doing...
It was 16, right?
Yeah. No,
there's a big difference between 16 and 25, and you better know.
Well, it was originally 15, and then 15. It's a minimum of 21 now.
Well, first it was 15. I think last Rondocast it was 18, right?
Yeah, now it's a minimum of 21.
Nice.
So she keeps lying about that age.
No, no.
13. How the hell I know she was 13?
That's my girl.
She told you she was 14.
I'm totally 26.
So, yeah, so... It should be pretty fun. I don't know, you know, how often do you get to drive across the entire country?
Yeah.
You know, so fuck it.
Eat the mic. Is it raining? Is that what's going on?
Yes, it is raining super hard right now.
I can hear that in the headphones.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
It's okay. The kitty cat's inside.
That's right. Yeah.
So yeah.
Did I put away all the... Yeah, I did. Did I put away all the shit
for your
outside for the truck?
I think so.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, go check, please.
That'd be brilliant. Thank you, love.
So anyway.
Hide it.
Oh, wait to the back of the head.
Ouch.
So it doesn't matter if you're hearing this now. The next time you hear this.
You'll be out of states.
Depending on the scheduling, I'll either be a day or two before leaving or a day or two after coming back.
Nice.
Well, if you're out when we record, you can always record something and send it to us.
That's what I kind of got into.
Record on your phone, yeah.
Well, that's what I got into the last one is I'm going to do some interviews.
That'd be swell.
Try and do some like stuff
cool.
like for the manor.
Yeah.
Bring back brochures, like, too.
Well, that's the other thing. I'm going to take brochures.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
So, like, for you guys, when I go to those, you know, odd places, I'm going to, you know, say, hey, this is my friends in Pittsburgh, blah, 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 exchange.
Yeah.
You know,
if you're ever in Pittsburgh.
Very cool.
Yeah. When I'm down in New Orleans, my good friend Ben, who runs the Pittsburgh Po' Boy truck, he is going to make some stickers. So when I'm down in New Orleans eating real po' boys, I can be like, hey, you know, because he's going to recommend places.
Are you going
to
put it in the bathroom? Put a sticker in the bathroom?
That's exactly
Fuck
what I'm going
to
do.
Oh, and that's
not,
great.
Not only
that's
that, I'm going
to
put it on the bus stop signs, and that way I can take a picture of the logo from the Pittsburgh of their style food down there with their.
That's stuff. Awesome.
That's good stuff.
That's very cool.
So, yeah. If
Give him some legitimacy.
Yeah, well, I mean, he did train down there. He was.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean to belittle him.
No. It's kind of like a, hey, we do this up north too, motherfucker.
Yeah, well, do that for us in like oddity stores, because I know that New Orleans is a haven for that stuff. That's why we have a visit.
And if you
at some
bring
point.
Us back a little present from like the world's largest ball of twine, I might give you a very special hug. I don't know. Whatever.
Whoa, from behind.
I used to play a game. I don't know if you guys know like computer games or whatever, but there was a game called Sam and Max Road Trip, and they went to the world's largest ball of twine. You got to do all. It's like a point and click game.
Yeah.
But that was my favorite thing. I'm like, how have I never been to the largest ball of twine? That's so fucking cool, and like the tourist trap. So if you go to one, make sure you get me something from there.
Well, I'm doing all that. If
I'll give you money. I don't care.
Well, no, I'm going to do all the free ones, blah, 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 obviously. And then a couple of the pay ones. I'm going to try to do like stuff like Toronto Mayor, like, you know, freak shows, carny stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anytime the circus is in town. I mean, because most of the time it's like $5-$10.
Yeah.
So what the fuck?
You Fantastic. Know?
I got 2 weeks. It's only 80 hours of driving.
Oh, hey.
So,
how is that all?
I mean, for 2 weeks, over the course of 2 weeks, that's not terrible. You know, you drive for 20 hours, you stay there for 3 days, you drive 20 hours, you stay there for three
that
days.
That sounds like a dream vacation. I wish like hell we could afford to do that.
Well, this is like on the dirt cheap. My other option was to rent an RV and take my dog, but then it's just complicated.
I'm hoping when the MOV is done, we can like do that
I
as
would
like
love
a little
to.
Group or something. That'd be kind of fun.
I have some good spots in Pennsylvania lined up, but they're all to the west. And that's what I'm saying. I wanted to hit a couple. I'm sorry. Hit a couple of them to the east on the way out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not driving to Philly to see this.
Yeah.
And I've been to Philly so many times.
Yeah. You don't want to go there and
trip,
go back. And,
Take advantage of where you're going. Because people tell me about things on tours all of the time. And I'm usually drunk during a tour. I'm like, just please send us an email because I know I'm going to forget. But there's so much shit out there. People are so eager to share.
So, I want you to finish, but whenever you're finished, I want to make sure.
I'm pretty much done. That's it. Okay. I mean, like I said, by the time this comes out, it doesn't matter. It's going to be either right before or right after. It's too late.
Yeah.
So either expect excitement or expect a shit ton of stories when I get back.
Yeah.
That'll probably be the cast.
Whenever you come back, let's do a full interview just with you.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be all of us, but I want you to do all the talking.
If I get a lot of Because again, I want to try and go in and interview. I want to actually do some interviews, like real interviews. Like, hey, you know,
we should have your lovely lady here as well.
Well, she was gonna come to my shift.
Do you have something to record stuff on? Are you gonna do your phone or what?
I got
your
my
plan?
Phone. Okay. I got all sorts of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm actually taking a GoPro with me.
Nice.
Because I'm gonna do a time lapse of me.
Nice.
Driving all again. Yeah. It's all the way over there, and so it's gonna be fun.
Very cool.
So yeah, I'm gonna try and do some interviews. You know, obviously I'll pay the admission. I'm not gonna be like, hey, let me interview you for free. I'm like, hey, Panda, come in. Can I get you on camera? Can I talk to you real quick? This is what we're about.
Mike. It's fantastic.
I'm pointing at the mic.
well, you turned me down.
I did because you normally...
Because last time I leaned in a lot because you were the friend I was drunk.
Well, now you don't lean in at all, so I don't know what the fuck to do.
I'm a little more relaxed, man.
Let's... Before we start the next segment, let's take a Toronto break. This is a good
break.
Time.
Yep.
And everybody, let's re...
There we go.
Right. Oh, it's a big gulp.
And,
how about this? Wait. How about this?
Wait.
Surprise second shot. Trying to break. Doubler.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, double trouble.
Oh, I need some ice. Motherfucker, you got
ice. All right, we're gonna take a little bit of a break. I'm gonna try to get some batteries for my my recorder, and we will come right back. All right, guys, hold tight.
See you soon.
The tightest.
We'll probably put the video fixins in because you girls still need to talk.
Yeah, we do.
So we'll put that in. Run.
You want to cut them in? And we'll take a break?
Well, yeah, we'll cut it now. And, all right, guys.
Okay.
See you in a bit.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
All right. Yay! Oh, delicious.
Welcome to
Video Vixens.
Fox noise.
I think that was a demented owl.
I like it. Yeah. Together they make a fox noise. Oh, we got a lot to cover today, so we should bang it
a little bit of things to cover. So
yes.
We've done many, 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 many movie nights.
It's been a fruitious movie season indeed.
I'll take that. Mm. The first one that we haven't talked about yet is Invasion of the Saucer Men and Grabbers.
So good.
So obviously Saucer Men, if anyone has seen Mars Attacks, and I hope everyone has seen Mars Attacks.
You better.
That's like the way I explain this to people, because it's...
Well,
people that like horror stuff have seen the image, but most people don't know the name.
They don't. It's Insane. And, like, I think both were sort of, like, influenced by those Topps trading cards.
Yes, they were. Yes, that's right. I know Mars Attack comes from the trading cards.
Imagine Garbage Pail Kids trading cards, if you're old enough to, or just look them up if you're not.
they're a meme, I'm sure. If
it's
you
a
find
thing.
Them.
It's a thing. But they're all aliens, and they're grabbing sexy ladies and, like, punching guys. It's delicious. But anyway.
So I bring up Mars Attacks because of the big brain aliens.
Yes.
So Invasion of the Saucer Men has that, but with big, you've been getting high all day, giant bug eyes that are...
They're cute. They're little guys. They got crab claws.
They're adorable. And explain about the crab claws. Do you know the secret of the crab claws?
Tell me the secret.
They have needles coming out of their fingernails that inject alcohol into people and gets them drunk, which is why another reason why we love it so much.
Yes. Mike's flask for a second.
Go right on ahead. So that's kind of the reason we did the double feature. So obviously that's Invasion of the Saucer Men.
Oh, and tell them, I think it's particularly delicious double feature. Tell them
about
the plot of the second film, Grabbers. International foreign film, Classy Pants.
Ooh, look at me with my classy pants.
Ooh.
I can barely button them. So it was an Irish film from, I think, 2012, 13, a couple of years ago. And it's about... It's an alien situation again, but it's about this pub in darkest Ireland.
It's a cute little small town in Ireland.
It's in the bogs or the marshes.
And they have this little, like, pub where everybody meets up, and one day, a chocolate starfish washes up on the shore.
What?
No, it's
not as terrible as that.
It wants to kill you.
It's most of them do.
well, no spoilers, but...
Tentacly creatures...
Tentacles.
I don't care about spoilers, and mostly because the things I like are older than my grandparents, but this one is new. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You can't be gotten by the aliens if you're drunk, because the alcohol makes their system sick.
Yes, it actually, like, there's a scene where, oh, and the main actor, nerd kid alert, if you're familiar with, okay, oh, we gotta wrap it up. Okay, nerd kid alert,
no,
if you're
oh, no. Stop drinking so much. He says stop drinking so much.
Okay. That's the last one. You get one, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so nerd kid alert, if you're familiar with the works of Terry Pratchett, who is like Neil Gaiman, but he has a sense of humor. It's like if you crashed Monty Python and Neil Gaiman together.
I think half my British friends hate you right now and the other half are cheering.
I know,
but
I don't know. I'll motorboat them all. I love you all. But anyway, like, he's the main actor in that who plays the drunken policeman who
he
saves
so
the day, who's adorable and has very blue eyes.
Wait, is this an Irish film where the drunken policeman saves the day?
What? That never happens in Ireland.
Wait a second.
What? It's actually, it's a very
Or 30s New York.
It's a very booze-positive film.
It was a spirit-forward evening.
It indeed. So, like, we should not give all the spoilers, but basically, Boo saves the day.
Oh, my God. I know you were going to say that.
I know.
Okay, I'm very excited. So I just groped you a little.
Oh, I know. You can grope it all
okay.
up.
Okay.
Boop. Anyway, what do we got next?
Gratuitous groping titties. The next one was...
Oh, wait, we already did Russ Meyers. Wait, what else?
Mae West theme. God, this was a very tit-heavy year. I don't think I realized.
Can I ask you a question for your Patreon, if it would help? I would be happy to drink and crush a beer can in my boobs and auction it off to some internet weirdo.
Oh my God, for real, it's fantastic.
I'd be so happy to.
Okay.
Like, whatever I can contribute.
We know internet weirdos.
Oh wait, let me NPR that. Can I do that in NPR,
please?
Hello, this is Romany Mitchell, and you have just heard 7 hours of rhythmic drumming here. On NPR. You're probably asleep or eating soup.
Oh my God.
That's my NPR voice.
If
you would contribute a ridiculous amount of money to Trundle Manor's Patreon.
Oh my God.
Wait, no, I got sexy voice. It went from NPR to sexy voice.
I wasn't questioning. I don't listen to a lot of NPR. Maybe I should.
I'm going with it. Soothing sexy voice says, I will crush a beer can in my female front parts if you give these guys lots of your dollars.
Oh my God. Please do it. All right.
Yes.
We're recording it. It's happening. It's doing it.
Up,
it's happening.
Do it up.
So
pause for the cause.
Just full of
helping.
All of you're full of helping.
But anyway, back to movie
couple
things.
Of heap and helpings.
Back to movies. Sorry.
Movies. So Mae West.
PSA. Mae West. Christ. Speaking of Mae West. Oh, and another PSA.
That's why.
Did you know in the war, when Mae West was alive and about, the Navy man, my dad's a Navy man, he said that long ago...
My dad's a Marine man.
Oh, high fives. Woo, America. And actually, everyone.
What did your dad do with Mae West?
Oh my God, sorry, no. Oh, they used to call life vest Mae Wests.
Oh, because the titties
like,
inflate.
Because they look like, they make your tests bigger,
damn.
And they're like, put on your Mae West, boys,
oh
we're going down.
God, I love that. What era, what war, what are we talking?
Oh, my dad was in Vietnam, actually, but like the
she
old
was still
timey.
A
my pop
icon,
pop,
then.
Actually, my pop pop.
It seems like a WW2 thing.
Yeah, my pop pop was in the Navy in that war.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Mine was too.
Oh my God, high five.
Double high five.
Okay, we got to focus. Yes.
We're trying.
Focus. All right, films,
so we did.
West.
So Mae West, we did. We didn't do She Done Him Wrong, which was on the list,
so
because
Beola, peel me a grain.
Oh yeah, no, I got it wrong because I got the DVD collection wrong. So
we did see that though.
No, it was one from the 40s, but it was or the 30s, but it was the one right after that. So talk about the 70s one we did first.
Oh my God,
because that's
Can
the
we
more
talk
exciting
about
one.
It's Sextet.
Sextet.
And sorry, I'm too close to the mic, but like when they show the front titles, it says sex, and they pause, and they're like. Tet.
It's
so
flawless.
Oh my God.
This is from 1978 and Mae West is 80.
Oh, but she's
5
bumping
years
it.
Old.
She's Can I actually may I bring up this moment to talk about, you know how they have cougars?
Yeah.
As a lady of a certain age who's still hot. The
Correct.
The next level, which is especially rare, is a snow leopard.
Oh, we've talked about the snow leopard.
Yes, the snow
that
leopard.
Is a whole situation.
Mm-hmm. Mae West is a total snow leopard.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she kind of always was a vamp, but when she got old, she still had it.
She can't stop bobbing her shoulders, like, from the day she was born and spouting innuendo. I love
her. For sure. No,
she's my spirit animal.
Oh, my God. Me too. 100%. And from what everything I heard about this film said how grotesque that it was.
She was so old.
No, she wasn't, like, she wasn't a mummified human. No, she was cute as pie. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much work she was able to get done in that era, but whatever.
I think she was,
she was amazing.
Adorable, and she was just this,
and can we talk about the costume changes?
Please.
So I'm No Angel was the 1934 one, where she's in her prime, so I wanted to show the difference between 30s sex symbol queen of the world Mae West and then 70s. Is she still relevant? Yes. She's terrifying and sexy and full of sequins.
She's like I don't want to say fossilized, but she's seasoned into an icon of like magical like lady sex bot.
She's everything. Mm-hmm. And then of course the one we did after that, we're going to do a different movie night we didn't show, which I won't say because we might show it in the future. But we did because George Romero,
R.I.P. bro.
Yes.
I would pour one out, but I'll just do it in my mouth.
Don't pour it on my zebra house. Please.
It's one for GR.
Thank you. Yes. George Romero, of course, the king of zombies, the king of modern horror, invented horror because there is 1910 horror to 1968, and then there's 1968 until present. And that's because George Romero changed from the Nosferatu era to what we do now, which honestly my favorite's the old stuff. But he's the
Please interrupt me. I will nerd out so fast. I'll try. And just like throw a book at me if I go too far. But like he was like buddy with Dario Argento.
Yeah.
Back in the prime filet mignon of his era of making movies, Dawn of the Dead. If I'm not like I know Martin is amazing, but like that era, like I feel like Dawn of the Dead was the spark off of his like era of like movies that were like, what?
Well, I feel like because movies do echo the popular consciousness and the mirror to society and all that. So I feel like Night of the Living Dead in 1968 was such a cultural touchstone. Like
so good.
That was like the hippie era becoming like MC5 and like
that
kids
one guy was a total
getting
mod.
Angry.
Johnny was a mod. He came
Johnny
and got
was,
Barbara.
You see his little fingers, leather gloves.
Oh, fucking
yeah, awesome
Johnny.
Gloves.
Johnny's just rocking it. He's kind of a hot zombie in a weird way. He looks
hot
like
hot brother zombie.
Yes. He looks like an anime character though.
Oh,
like,
I can see
turns into a zombie. It's like every anime was based on like Johnny.
I don't know what kind of brother glove leather strangling anime you're watching, but you better send me that link. So I was gonna say that was culturally relevant and musically and youth wise but then 1978 with Dawn of the Dead, it was such a thing against consumerism.
Yes.
And he, I don't know, is it still true that he was claiming that he wasn't doing it on purpose, all the social commentary?
I think he kind of pretty I don't want to use the word ham-fisted. He jumbo-fisted in the Pittsburgh...
jumbo-fisted.
Oh, my God.
Jumbo is bologna. Is ham. It's Pittsburgh lingo for garbage meat.
Ah, delicious garbage meat.
Yes.
But in a way, he sort of jumbo-fisted the message home, like, pretty strong. Even starting with,
consumerism,
like, Night of the Living Dead, when he's all like, oh, you see, who's the monster here? Night of the Living Dead, solid movie, and it makes me, like, comfy time sleepy.
Very much.
Do you like, I have comfy time, sleepy time movies?
Yes.
Dawn of the Dead, The Fog.
Well, I kind of might be narcoleptic or lethargic or one of those things where I'm pale and tired a lot. So I fall asleep during every film.
It's cinemalepsy.
Yeah,
is
well,
the Greek
but I love
term.
Cinema. That's my biggest problem. Like,
it makes you feel cozy.
Especially the old stuff and the quiet stuff and the black and white stuff. But I fall asleep during everything. Put me on the couch for 2 seconds and I'm gone.
You go into a meditative trance.
I do. Maybe my brain is trying to put me in the film and...
That's what ladies,
George Romero
ladies,
died.
Ladies say, oh my God, just do a toasty one more time for George Romero.
Toasty.
Solid Pittsburgher, even though we live in
Thank
Canada.
You for everything.
Thanks for being a solid bro. And I saw him once in real life when I was working on one of his bad movies, but we'll touch on that later.
Okay.
What are we going to talk about?
That's it. That's all the movies that we've done
it's all
so
the
far.
Yes.
There's about to be one soon.
Yes. Oh. Come on down, gals and guys, and whoever you choose to identify, love you, to Toronto Manor Movie Nights, because it's a rocking good time for everybody.
Movie night is, it's an amorphous schedule these days, but generally it's every other Thursday night at 7 p.m. at Toronto Manor, and it's a double feature of B-movies, cult movies, there's always something to link them.
And, like, probably The Warriors might get shown.
The Warriors, it used to be Rocky Horror at midnight, but I don't know, at some point we switched over, we're like, we're gonna live in 1979 New York City
we gotta mash
subway tonight.
And the Lords of Flatbush.
We should definitely do. Have you ever seen
Lords?
Have you ever seen Lords of Flatbush?
Maybe yes, I have.
I don't know. Have you? Because it's like,
I burped in the
it's mic. A star-studded. I know you did. Know. It's a star-studded
I
event.
Do another one.
It's got. Has it got Arthur Fonzarelli before he was Fonzie?
It's, and Mr. Winkler?
Yeah. It's Mr. got Winkler. Sylvester Stallone. It's got. Has it got Travolta?
Can we watch? Oh my God! Are you having that porn night?
What?
Wait, I was just going to say, you said Sylvester Stallone, I thought Italian Stallion.
Oh, we did Italian Night.
Oh,
there's not enough fucking weekends, Eve. There's not enough weekends.
I know, there's no more time.
Ever, ever.
We gotta wrap it up, but like, everyone, be good to yourselves.
Yes.
Come to Trundle Manor and give them all your money. And Rachel,
yes.
what say you?
Oh, we can. I say we should keep talking.
You want to, should we keep talking?
Yeah.
Can I tell you ghost stories?
Please.
Is this the time? Is this the place?
Who gives a shit? I'm drinking 151.
Who gives a fuck? Give me another hit of Mike's flask. Thank Mike. Thank you, Mike.
Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Let me just set my PB. Children, gather round. I'm going to set my PBR in this Freemason ashtray, which is fucking sweet, by the way. Pardon my language. Are we allowed to swear? Fucking
fuck
sweet.
Fuck yeah, you, we are.
And let me take a hit off of Mike's little flasky flask. I'm going to tell you ghost story.
Ghost story? I can't
from
wait.
From the Carnegie Museum.
Oh my gosh.
Of Art and Natural History. Located in Oakland.
You're the Midnight Watch Thursdays. Lady. No, wait. What happened Thursday?
We're open till 8 p.m.
Oh.
We have, actually, I think we have like a Harry Potter. Damn those guys for being awesome. It's a shitty, shitty job. Like, sorry, guys, at work, but it's a terrible job. I have to sit in a tiny booth that's the opposite of the TARDIS.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's smaller on the inside.
That's terrible.
Oh, and it has bugs in it. I keep trying to dose it with this bug spray.
Oh, my
they
God.
Keep on me.
Does it keep getting you high? Are you like, I've got so many bugs crawling on me. I just have to get high all day. I'm sorry. I don't know why you made you an old British lady of 70.
No,
I'm really sorry.
That's basically, my spirit animal is like a little old lady that brings you pierogies. But
that's
no,
not what happens.
Like,
in Britain,
honestly,
but if it did,
not,
I'd be moving tomorrow. I love you. Take care of my family. I'll be gone.
I will.
Okay, bye.
It's not the DTs. It's just actual like mosquitoes and such in the booth.
Long no, that's got to be fucking awful.
Let me focus up. So when I go to work, I have to sit in a tiny little parking booth for the daytime hours. But at nighttime, when the museum's shut down and everyone's gone home, I wander through all the creepy parts.
My God, how could you
the
not?
The basements. Jesus. There's this one, like, literal, I'll take a picture of it. There's, like, literally, like, this little, like, dungeon bar door in the basement. I hope this little, like, bread house guy's bricolage.
Gingerbread house people?
Gingerbread house. Oh, my God, wait, that's the story I was going to tell you guys. The bricolage fellas. Hi, bricolage. You probably might have seen me as the frumpy security guard dressed in polyester pants and a terrible blazer. The uniforms are not flattering.
It's a security guard uniform. I can't imagine.
They're so terrible. And they're handed down from generation. Mine has never been washed, and it was handed down from like 8 different people.
Tell the ghost story.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. You were going to tell me a ghost story.
Mm. All right. I'll start off. So, like, when the bricolage people were going through. Oh, here, I'll give this to you.
Thank you.
You're responsible. when the bricolage people were going through, they wanted to see, like, the galleries. And but in the dark, and there was like my one super pompous.
But they didn't put all the lights on?
No, that's how we do it at night. There's no lights on anywhere.
Oh my
and
God,
let me tell
I
you something.
Go to
oh
there.
My God, you don't understand. Like when the power goes out, have you been in? You've been inside a cave, but like with no lights on?
Yeah. It's only Vincent Price's face.
Yes, only Vincent Price's face is lit up. All right, long story short. Bricolage guys, my pompous boss, we had to like take through the galleries and he's totally afraid of the dark, but he like pretends not to be.
Aww.
And the bricolage guys were such
it's
little
tough. Especially in there. God, it's gotta be tough.
Oh, it's super creepy. We were going through the galleries in the dark and these little bricolage guys were such cuties. They're like, this is a wonderful space. Look at this. Like, this is amazing.
Oh,
look
they're
this,
just like, digging it. So they don't know that it's haunted.
They don't know. And like my boss, I'll leave his name out in case I want to keep my job at some point. But he was just like, okay, we gotta keep moving. Blah, 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 blah. But yeah, there was that. But let me tell you, okay, the main ghosts in the museum.
Ghosts.
And keep in mind that the library, which you should visit actually and patronize.
I've been to the library.
They have DVDs, kids, that you can check out for free.
I don't like giving them back. I'm an only child.
You're bad at that. All right, we'll touch on that later. So in the library.
Don't touch on only children ever. Don't touch them.
Speaking of, so in the library, which one of my supervisors has found children's clothing in the attic.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, there's bad places in the attic. Like
children shouldn't have their clothes off in a public building.
Yeah, there was a part of the attic she found once that had children's clothing with the back
cut open and beer cans.
I am.
That's nopes. I mean,
upset
you didn't
about
hear that.
That
from me.
No, I didn't.
But anyway, so in the library,
because we're drunk and nothing we're saying is real.
Shh. I don't know. I'm not really working there. Wink, wink. I do. It's real.
I'm drunk. It's my house. Oh my
so,
god, ghost.
Oh my
I'm
god.
Sorry.
So okay, ghost. So when you walk through the library at night, because that's one of our tours, sometimes you'll see a little girl, and she'll just appear. She wears a little white dress, and she'll just go, "Won't you help me?"
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's so classic.
Right? And then,
what,
like,
does she want with help? What do you
nobody
do?
Has ever found out who's come back. Here's the thing, the custodians, those guys are fucking boss, and ladies, they are the ones who have, like, the really good ghost stories, because they go over into even more fucked up parts. Oh, long story short. So that's one of the many ghosts that you can experience at the museum.
Oh my God. I want to just meet this ghost girl. Does she have a pet ghost pig?
Maybe. Is Piggly Wiggly.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my god, but no, there's, like, legit stories. The custodian in charge, there's, like, a lady in a full ball gown that goes crying and running into the ladies' room.
I have to pee a lot, okay?
Oh, wait, that's not you.
I have a tight dress.
No, it's at the museum.
And a bladder squeezed, an alcohol
I
problem.
I think there's a ghost there who'll be, like, best friends with you. She wears a ball gown.
Is she my fucking doppelganger? Because I'm very, very frightened of
I'm
that in real
you,
life.
Come to work someday and I'll show you, like, all the awesome bathrooms that, like, normal people don't get to see.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe.
I want to pee in your weird bathroom.
Maybe. Oh my god, if we can figure it out so I could be, like, the security guard that takes you around for that, we're going to work on that.
All right.
Oh, movie
There's
night,
a couple
movie
of
movies.
There's a couple more movie nights coming up
Tune
this year.
Tune in to Trundlecast for more ghost stories of Pittsburgh. Not just from me, but for all the peoples.
We know a lot of people that can tell them very good.
Maybe a ghost cast is a little slice. Movie night, though. What do we got coming up?
Let's see. For the rest of the year, we've got still some Vincent Price. Every year, I always do one Vincent Price, one Bela Lugosi,
He's
and one
grandpa.
Silent. I wish he was my grandpa.
My mom
too.
Met him in an elevator.
My grandmother met him backstage.
Oh my god, he's our papa.
All right, we have to go. We desperately have to go.
Definitely much.
And watch more movies. Mm-hmm. But we hope you do that as well with us. One of these nights, one of these Thursdays.
Come
Look
on.
At our website, our Facebook. Chronometer will tell you when.
Yes. Come in, cuddle in, crack open a freshie.
My cat will definitely be sitting in your seat,
mm-hmm.
and it's fine.
And we gotta go.
Pet him.
Come in, watch the movies, give these people, like, all of your money.
Yes.
Yes.
Please,
money.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Pew.
Good. Oi, it seems like we're back from our little break, our trundle break. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to whatever the fuck this is. We have a new segment that we are going to try to do for every one of the next trundle casts coming up. So, I don't know. I wanted some kind of continuity. If you don't like it, I don't give a shit, because I'm the one editing this.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy is, but I'm the one putting it together. Well, Jimmy is. Anyways.
You need some effects for that. Continuity. Continuity.
For this section of the Toronto cast, we are going to talk about a villain of note. Someone that we've all thought was instrumental in helping create terrible things within the lives of everybody else. And they did it properly. Now, I want everyone to remember, we're talking about the villains. Not necessarily the people that are playing them. But the villains themselves.
It's not the actor. It's not the story. It's if it's a historical real life person, it's not about the narrative of the person who was the victim. It's about how this villain has inspired you.
Keep in mind, Trundle Manor lives within within a world that doesn't actually exist. So, we're going to pick out a new villain for next month. We'll do that afterwards. But this time, it was picked out by Velda, my beautiful wife.
Yes.
Who are we fucking talking about?
We are talking about Jareth the Goblin King from 1987's Labyrinth.
The boaster.
Of course, David Bowie.
The boaster.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, what does the boaster mean?
What's a boaster?
The Bowie-ster.
Oh,
the boaster.
The
Mr. Bo.
You got some kind of accent.
I was trying to be cool with the kids. I'm just out of the
So cool with the kids.
So how about a trundle break for David Bowie?
Let's do it.
Mm. Did you get one t-shirt?
Oh. I'm drinking the standard Toronto Manor cocktail of orange pop and rum. Unfortunately, Caster got me 151 rum, so enjoy the rest of this fucking Trundlecast.
He says, unfortunately, I said...
Son of a bitch.
You're a dick creature.
Got him.
If anybody else has a special drink they want to talk about?
No, we did drinks? The last
one. Coke.
Why no? I'm curious what maybe, people are fucking drinking.
Maybe recommend some drinks.
Evie's got the PBR.
For the next one.
PBR in a can.
You
was recommended.
Get a PBR in your tits.
All right, so our villain of the month is Jareth. I didn't know that was his name.
I thought he was the...
Just the Goblin King.
Yeah.
There we go. Well, that was in my research. I found out that his name is Jareth. That was the first thing.
Does he actually have a last name, or is it Jareth?
This is disturbing for me.
No,
but
this is
the first thing that came up when I looked up Goblin King. Let's see. Goblins in play gain mountain walk at +1/+1 while this card remains in play.
That's D&D.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
That's D&D.
No. This is. I think this looks like a card. I don't know. This is to become king of the goblins. One must assimilate the previous king. Thus, only the most foolish seek position of leadership.
None of this is David Bowie. What are you doing?
This is what this is. It's a fucking magic card.
Well, I told you we're not talking about the actor. We're talking about the fucking Goblin King. All right, this one is to be king. This is another one. Maybe this is him.
No, it's a card.
To be king. Numbskill did in blog. Who did in unkful? Who did in vital?
No.
Who did in lol?
Seriously.
No.
Seriously. Let him do this because I'm gonna ruin it. Because
this
just came up with a Goblin King.
This is a good picture. This is a good picture.
No, go ahead.
This is Court of the Goblin King. This dude's pretty fucking cool. I guess this is who we're talking about.
I'm gonna go to the next room with your dad, dude. No? Wait. That gave me.
All right. Whoa. I found another one. Okay, maybe this is it. This is from Lord of the Rings. This is another. Is this him? Look at that guy.
Listen to Hunky Dory and ignore
that guy
you
is...
so hard. Jesus Christ.
No. All right. Wait.
Bullshit.
I think I'm getting closer.
This is a magic card.
This is other this goblins all... get plus. Is this?
Wait.
Yeah. Oh wait, I know him.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh my God.
Right. But wait. How did you get? How are there?
Well, this one is.
I have a question to ask.
This one is all goblins get one. +1/+1 and get mountain walk. Is this one it?
Yeah.
It's a lot of words you can't identify.
I think that
was
fraud.
Wait.
I think I'm a little closer.
I think I'm a little closer. Velda, do you want to read this one?
Oh, it's a meme.
No, I don't want to read that. But look at him.
No, read it.
Read it.
I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my labyrinth. I stole your baby.
All right. I think we're closer. So
the rhythm was off, but we get the idea.
Know. Yeah, I don't know. In my research, I found a lot about the Goblin King. There seems like there's a lot of
Jesus Christ.
There's a lot of porn written about this guy. There's actually like multiple websites based on porn about this dude.
I'm seeing
the Goblin King.
That thick. Bulging pile of fan fiction.
Yeah. Well, let me read a little bit. Let me just start it off. Let's see. This is quotes. I have no idea who the fuck's saying this. What if I told you I could do it without causing you any undue pain? Only pleasurable pain, he exclaimed, going back to peppering light kisses along her jaw until his lips were next to her ear. He heard Sarah underneath Sarah breath. Breathe out deeply, clearly annoyed at his suggestion. What if I told you this is doing this? It would increase your pleasure every single time. You found release, he taunted, moving his hand on her butt. Is this it? Is this who we're talking about? Oh, sweet. Okay. Jareth's eyes danced in mischief at her sudden change of heart, hovering over her face so that her nose were most touching... Her reassured her.
Wait,
no,
wait, so this well, is wait, a I got like teenager.
I got four more pages. This.
No.
She tilted her head to the side. By the way, this one is she tilted her head. Cock. The other one I read
wait,
was
cock.
Yeah, what? The other one was she cocked her head to the side. I think that was 16 times in the one writing. He's got a hell of a lot of information about this Goblin King. I don't know. I always assumed he'd be kind of ugly.
The goblin.
Sarah reached her hands up behind her around his neck to draw him closer to her, moaning gently as she felt him tug on the... No?
Stop.
No?
Stop.
Is that...
Oh, my
well, this
wet.
Is... Well, we're supposed to do research on the villain we're talking about. This is the one I came across.
What it sounds like?
Am I supposed to argue with you?
No, I don't know. Is this what I'm reading?
I can't argue because...
Jareth noticed Sarah had never been noisy while in the throes of passion before. Obviously, his suggestion had gone down well with her. He kept up with his rhythm expertly. All of her. Her groans were like nothing he'd heard from her. Sarah?
I'm out.
He asked, panting.
I'm out.
As her little brother looked on and cheered.
This is not what I signed up for.
All right. I don't know a lot about the Goblin King, but he seems like a randy motherfucker. Well, I don't know. Okay, that's my research on the Goblin King. I thought it was pretty good. Do you want to dispute this? I thought this was what we were doing.
Next.
No, after
when
you.
Jareth
no,
felt Sarah had relaxed.
You. I'm because the third. I need to make this drink.
All right.
You go on.
All right. This is from Can You Feel Me by Suck Bowie Suck. That's it. Who's Bowie? I thought we were talking about the Goblin King.
Jesus Christ, Ben Kissel. He's David fucking Bowie.
If you're going to play dumb, do it in the voice.
Okay. Jareth hitched her left leg.
In the voice.
Jareth hitched her left leg over his hip and unlatched his teeth from her throat to watch her as he practically impaled himself into her heated, waiting core.
It's a sexy Gilbert Gottfried! Gilbert Gottfried has been resurrected into the manor!
Impaled himself inside her. Yes. Can we just focus on that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does that mean you put a needle in your dick?
It's pretty good. It's good.
I'll
tell you what. Like, I've never really paid attention to what women read while I masturbate, but I couldn't get hard reading things. I think I'm a visual person. I don't know what that was all about.
You are. All right.
Come again?
Am I supposed to say
you're saying
next?
Letters don't turn you on?
Before you continue, during my research... Now, we watch the Round Table Gentlemen. We listen to that regularly. And I listen to that while I'm working. And during my research of this, Henry Zebrowski ended up talking about his magic deck, which is what I thought the Goblin King was. That's what I showed you guys in the beginning. It's
plus one dick situations with Henry Zebrowski.
Well, it was episode 120. And it was just
What's just
a weird
kismet. Why are you
kismet.
Getting so specific?
Well, I just want to give a shout out to them, I guess. You know, I was pretty happy that I was in sync with one of my favorite groups of people.
So,
other than
David Bowie's hair as the Goblin King.
All right, I'm done.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
good, done. Right?
Yeah. Oh, the hair.
Oh, the hair.
Is this a movie? Is this from a movie? What is the Goblin King from? Darling, could you refresh my memory?
Yes, the Goblin King, Jareth. As played by David Bowie, is from 1987's Labyrinth, which is a film with Muppets and George Lucas.
Talking to the goddamn mic.
I am talking
to
the
mic. You were up all the way, and I
Muppets,
can't hear you.
Lucas,
is your microphone broken?
Porn.
Is this better?
That's better.
Okay.
Yep.
So, let me share my experience with this movie. I didn't see it until a year ago.
Wet pants.
Wait. Stop.
Right?
Stop everything. Wait.
That's my problem.
You saw this movie a year ago.
For the first time. I've been a Labyrinth virgin.
Can you confirm the date, ma'am?
Until...
Today's date. Can you confirm today's date?
No!
On the record.
July, end of it.
7/27, 7/1...
Jareth urged Sarah to sit on the edge of the bed so her legs were on the floor and pushed her shoulders so she would lay back.
7/27, and...
Explain what that means. Illuminati!
Rachel has only seen it a year ago. So, 7/27/16.
Yeah.
I believe it came out in, what, 8...
1876.
76? Oh, my God.
1987! 87.
87, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's good.
All right.
So I was a year old.
I wasn't at all.
Sarah shot her head back up to look, hearing the pop of a crystal.
Stop it.
But wasn't Tom Cruise really good in this movie?
When I first saw it, I had no idea it was a movie with
Muppets
in it.
Wasn't it Tim Curry in this movie?
You know what? He could have done a good job, actually.
When I was reading this, I thought that would be a good person to play the Goblin King.
For certain.
He looks like a goblin, and he's slightly sexual.
The first time I saw him, I was like, wait a second. Jim Henson? Are these Muppets? Mm. Why is this movie about David Bowie's crotch?
When I looked it up, I saw a lot of pictures of crotch.
Fun fact.
If Stewart could talk, what would he say?
The crotch
was accentuated intentionally.
Of course it fucking was.
By not David Bowie, by
the costumer.
Yeah.
You're damn right I did it.
I know you fucking did. Out of anybody I should talk to, you probably have all the facts.
Correct.
Wow.
Can I just say, this is like, if you've ever seen Bram Stoker's Dracula from the 90s, of course you have. This is very related to the Mina and Dracula situation, except for Dracula has infinite power and is like, hey, you're just like, you're not doing some terrible Victorian bullshit you have to do. You love fantasy. Come live with me in my labyrinth. I'm going to give you everything you ever wanted. Did you want rid of that baby that wasn't even your baby?
And
your
that.
Parents could just make another one. Jesus Christ, it's barely even alive. Make another one.
I get that.
Can you just fucking please marry that
cute? This thing.
There are definitely undertones of pedophilia.
Do you want to fuck this thing?
I thought the mic was cut.
I wouldn't fuck him, but I'd cuddle with him.
That's the Goblin King.
That looks like the cat standing up.
Looks like he has a goiter. I don't understand. Is this him older? Is this Bowie older?
I'm going to play. We're going to have such a fucking record party in 10 minutes. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Look.
Heroes.
First of all, his hair. Second of all,
hair.
That little magic ball bullshit, which I thought was amazing.
They made it someone else's arms. Hands or it someone else's balls.
It was false.
Wait,
it was someone else's hands and
we're
balls.
All yelling a bunch. Why?
I hands
was just,
and balls.
I'm just talking about the Goblin King.
Because you're printing out fucking magic cars. You know what you're doing, sir. Don't lie. Don't lie. You know what you're doing.
We're talking about the villain himself. The villain himself is the Goblin King,
listen,
right?
Listen,
that's what was
how
chosen.
How can this fucking girl be so obsessed
are
with fantasy
you
shit?
A 60-year-old woman Googling? Because that's what you brought us.
Yeah.
Can I get rid of your baby brother?
You brought us that's printed out on pages.
You that you didn't
wait,
get pregnant.
Stop.
You didn't ask
everybody's
for the
talking
shit. You don't want it.
Over.
You
fucking called on him to come.
I'm going to dance with you. We're going to have a beautiful, big, fat, motherfucking 80s hair. And we're going to dance. And we're going to make out. And I don't care that you're like 17.
Baby.
Because it was a different era and other things and whatever. And they both wanted it. And that counts for something. You remind
me of the are you crying?
I am none of whatever. I'm full of 151.
It's not okay.
Jesus friggin' Christ.
Right.
Just go with David Bowie.
All
he's
right,
an immortal
all right,
creature.
All right.
Shut up.
All
talk right. about how Terry, what's his name from Monty Python, wrote this script.
You talk
Gilliam.
About that.
I'm not a guy.
Stay in the bleachers.
You're a bleacher.
Let's see.
This just in.
I love you, Eve. Yeah. Again, a there secondary is. Shout out to Eve and Jimmy in the background.
There's a vast amount of written pornography based on the Goblin King. And, you know, okay, let's get real. I'm gonna get real about this. So I kind of know the movie, I think, and there's a lot of porn. There's very few porn that is based on the Sarah not getting this fucking guy. Because from what I understand, she's a dumb bitch. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. Right?
She's all right. The one who conjured him up.
At the end of it, she's like, let me just have my stuffed animals. I'm going to go marry some accountant and be fucking worthless instead of be the Goblin Queen.
It's Alice in Wonderland meets special ed class.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
No.
Let me talk.
I'm sorry, I'm busting through.
Let her in.
Every time
God damn
she
it.
Says it's not fair, you have to take a drink.
So every time E says,
but
it's
he's
not
right.
Fair.
Who isn't it fair
Sarah.
To? It's not fair to him.
Oh, okay.
In the movie.
Well, why do you think his crotch keeps getting bigger and bigger?
Because she's a cutie pie, and your life is fantasy. You're a literal space creature from space. He didn't die last year. He just went somewhere else and thrust us all into a terrible parallel universe that none of us are having a good time inside of.
I tried to find a good picture of the Goblin King's crotch. But I don't know. I don't think it was actually there.
It's there, but it's not real.
It's a cod piece.
Yeah. But
ballet cod piece.
But I think like the remembrance of it that people have is slightly fake. Because it just looks like tight pants.
You're full of tight pants.
I looked up Goblin King cod piece and got nothing. Nothing good.
This was way before we had this research project, by the way.
Yeah. I looked this up today. This is the best I could do with Google.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so did I.
And I thought it was pretty good.
But cogpiece, this was not the first cogpiece search, was it?
I have
That's what I'm saying. This is not the first time Codpiece has
shifty
been on
eyes
last
go from side to side.
Who has shitty eyes?
You no should
shifty. I said shifty,
shifty eyes.
Everybody right now. Wait.
All right. Hold on. We're all wait. All right.
Trying to break. At the end of this trundle break?
I need a drink.
Drink. Faster needs a drink.
Give me some of the ice, bitch.
Here.
It's right there, motherfucker.
I can't fucking reach over my
ice.
Belly.
He can't bend over 2 feet, this motherfucker. Okay.
Oh. I don't know how to do that. This is like the end.
Oh, wait. Hey, Mike, how much is left in that flask? Is it a lot or is it not a lot?
Hey, Mike, here's a hint of what just happened. The girls during their set drank all of your flask.
We did not.
Bitches! Bitches get stitches!
We got some 151. You want some?
Bitches get stitches!
Take it, buddy. Give it to him. Give it to him.
And we get riches.
All right. Let's... I don't know. I would like to go around. I gave my take.
Yeah, we still have another game. We have a game to play. We didn't play
quick,
a game yet.
Quick wrap up.
We talked about not doing a game, but do you want to do a game instead?
I very much wanted to do a game.
Oh, come on.
I wanted to say something.
Hold on. All right, Mike, I want to hear what you want to say about the Goblin King. I'm going to turn everyone else down.
Done.
It's because...
Not myself, obviously, because I'm better than
I'm
all
hijacking
of you.
This podcast because
there you go.
The passing of Natasha Fatalia. She was one half of the greatest villain duo in all of history, along with her partner, Boris Badenoff. And all the Pottsylvania mourn her passing, and there will be no statement by the fearless leader. June Foray died at 99 years old.
Wow.
May she rest in peace. There is a fucking villain, Natasha Fatale.
I'm sorry that we didn't pull her name. Let's give it up for Natasha.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
What about Muskin Squirrel?
Fuck them Muskin Squirrel.
All right, so that wasn't about the Goblin King.
Sorry, I had to get that out.
All right.
How about,
I'll take it. I'll
on behalf
take
of
final,
Evelyn,
final
thank
Goblin
you.
King thoughts all around real quick.
Yeah. Anybody have something to say? What about the +1/+1? That seemed like that was all the same.
Hashtag.
That's just two plus ones. I don't understand.
This is a really important card, guys. Are you sure you can't trade me for this? I mean, I have the Goblin King.
Literally,
I think it's worth 50,000 hit points.
He has a ridiculously 1980s haircut.
You gotta love that haircut.
He literally said he'd be her slave. He offered her everything she had ever fucking wanted. It wasn't her baby. Her parents just could have had another one, and it would not have affected her whatsoever.
For a teenage girl, that's amazing.
She changed her fucking mind. I was a teenage girl, and if the fucking goblin
he'll give you
to
everything.
Come after me, yeah, he would have given me everything. Yeah. He had a labyrinth. He had a castle. He had an M.C. Escher room. He had like 1,000 fucking puppets at his disposal.
Goblin time.
Queen. He had magical powers. He played with his balls. I probably fucking banged some terrible accountant who probably raped her and her children, and now she wants to kill herself at fucking 50 years old.
Hold on, you could have been
the Goblin Queen! Fuck you and your terrible suburban
hold on.
Bullshit.
Are you crying?
No, very upset, though.
That's twice
very upset,
hey,
though.
Hey, you should be happy. You've now bedded with the actual Goblin King, Mr. Arm.
Oh, I've thought about this many, many, many.
I'm actually very
disappointed. I didn't until now, so now I feel bad about myself. Thanks.
I'm very disappointed that when he did the whole little globe ball trick thing, that actually wasn't his hands.
Baby,
like David Bowie learned that shit.
Baby, here's the reason, because during that time, David Bowie only during that time had cocaine, milk, and a hot red peppers. And if we only ate that...
Pepper, what?
Cocaine, milk, and peppers. That was David Bowie's entire diet for several years. That's why the craziest parts of him, late 70s, early 80s, were crazy because that's what he was up to.
I still think Thompson had
And that's
it worse.
Why, baby, you and I, with our Italian food habit, we can't do cocaine, milk, and peppers.
I like
that's
food
why we're
too much.
Not 95 pounds.
Yeah.
I also love food.
All right, well, I guess that's the end of the fucking Goblin King. Well, before we move on to anything else, before we move on to the game, let's pick the next villain that's coming up for...
Yes. It's in the next
drum roll, please.
For the next month.
Not yet. No, I'm going to let Velda. That's my fucking wife.
Oh.
Fuck you all.
Oh, I have to get up and touch
the basket while she plucks from it?
All right. All right, who's going to be for next Trundle Cast? Come on, darling. Caster's breaking shit. All right.
I didn't break it. I just pulled out of sleep. Ready?
Stand up and pick a thing. What do we have here? What is our next thing?
And she has chosen
the person we are going to talk about. Since Mike doesn't have a job, Mike, read this thing. Nope. Nope.
Reach.
Mike, read this thing.
Thank you.
Come on, buddy.
Hey. Hi. Hi, stop it.
Who's next? Who's next? Who's next?
Bug!
Caster, shut your fucking mouth.
That wasn't even me!
Oh, and I know from the impossible doctor.
Oh, it's from Dr. Fibes. It's from Dr. Fibes. It's from Dr. Fibes.
Yes, I said Volnavia.
I'm reading it over your shoulder, and I still have no idea who the fuck it is.
Volnavia.
Yeah, no, I get that, because I read it in 2 seconds.
Volnavia!
Who's throwing fucking pickles at me?
Mike, just say the words Volnavia for me.
Volnavia.
Yes.
There's vinegar. All right. Fucking pickles.
Hey, isn't it like pickle week here in Pittsburgh or something?
All right, Trundle Files.
Everywhere.
The next the next villain that we have to talk about for next Trundle Cast is going to be Volnavia. So I want all of our goddamn group to research Volnavia, and I want to talk about this villain because I've heard things about her. I'm not going to talk about it now because that's for next Trundle Cast, but I want you guys to get as much information about her as you can.
Can I get a spell check?
Yes.
No, because I turned you the fuck down.
Fuck!
All right. All right, guys. This is the next one. The next villain. The next villain of the month is quite a beautiful one, and one that is worth apparently killing yourself and creating wonderful coffins that create both of you in the same place at the same time. During your death, Volnavia.
Can you please lead us out with the voice from last time? I really do miss it.
The Mighty Monarch!
The Monarch has nothing to say!
Yes!
Yes!
He's...
He just wants to exist underneath the dead. Shut the fuck up, motherfucker!
Back!
Look,
back!
You can talk later. It's fine. I just want to say something. It's fine. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Trundle Manor's real Mr. Arm. And if anybody has a problem with it, then I guess what?
Baby.
Not too fucking bad.
Where'd you go?
It doesn't matter. That guy is shoved under the desk for the moment.
Oh.
Well, listen. That's okay. We've got some good villains. The next villain we've got is Volnavia for the Trundle Cast coming up.
Yes.
I think that's a pretty good choice. I would stroke her thighs with the vigorosity of a cheetah rubbing down a good steak.
Where's my
side
cat?
Note, isn't that a term? No, never mind.
You're a term.
Anyways, well, ladies and gentlemen, let's wrap up the Trundle Cast with a game. Right. I'm going to join you for the rest of this. Why not? Okay, what's the game?
All right.
Everybody keeps talking about it. What the fuck's
the
game?
I have organized this game. So...
What game?
The game is...
What's the game?
They're usually related to parties, yes.
What kind of parties?
The party with the pinata. So...
Yes.
Hit me with your rhythm stick.
This pinata, you have to pick three things that will be inside of this pinata. It could be
30
anything.
30 seconds. 30 seconds. Think about it.
Right. Think about it very quickly.
30
seconds.
It's
best ones quickly. So three things that go inside a pinata at the
three
end.
Three things.
Each pick our own pinata. One of them must be made for real.
Let's each pick one thing... And then we'll all talk about that party.
Okay.
Pick yours first.
Wait, what is this bucket? I didn't write in it yet.
Well, these are the ones that were written from before, I think.
No! We're going to write.
Oh, do you have
different.
New ones?
No, it's just off the cuff.
We should all write for things.
No, fuck writing. This is off the
cuff. Off the cuff.
Yes. Wait, the whole point.
So who decides who wins then if you can't pick it out of a hat?
Doesn't
drunken
matter.
Games.
It's on record.
say three things you want to pick. We'll figure out the next one.
Put your things into here. Do you have things?
Should we pause?
No writing.
I don't know how to do it.
No.
They're in my head. I have them.
Have what?
The three things. The three things that go in my pinata. Am I supposed to just say them right now?
Go. Oh, say, I see.
Three things. Go.
I thought we were doing a continuing game. Instead, let's fucking spend a shitload of time talking
about...
2 seconds.
Baby. The game was, we each pick three things, we put them all in a hat, we each pick three ones.
Yes.
Like we always have
Then
done.
What?
And that's what goes in your pinata, those three things.
Oh, in the pinata.
Yes.
So what do I do with all these cool shit that we got?
Dump that shit out. It relates to something else.
Boo. Okay,
Rachel, start it. Three things.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break from the Tropicus. Enjoy, fuckers! Woo!
You're supposed to write
covered miles of ground, pacing up and down, round my room. Just another night, nothing inside, nothing but dreaming. When I go to sleep, memories will creep, making me blue.
Hello, Toronto Files, this is your old pal, Mr. Arm, breaking into the Toronto cast for just a little bit of information on our Patreon page. With our Patreon page, you'll be able to support Toronto Manor without having to be here. Now, we know that that's the most important part, but some people can't be around that often, but they still believe in our message and what we do. Mainly, Toronto Manor is trying to change the world and make a little bit more wonder built inside. Can't do that without money, obviously, even though we keep trying over and over. But with your help, if you donate something per month, that'll help keep us in the black so that we can have more parties, create more content, make more stuff, and just make the world a little weirder moment by moment. There's a couple different levels. There's Friends of the Manor for $1. We'll make sure to mention your name on the TrundleCast. For an extra $4, for $5 total, we're going to actually sign your name up on the walls of Trundle Manor. So inside... where we do the Toronto cast in the attic of Toronto Manor itself, your name is going to be forever written in paint on our walls. We've got a few members that are part of that. We're pretty thankful for all of those guys. The next one's the Forever Club, and that one you're going to be photographically time-traveled into a portrait from 1876 of our very first contributors to Toronto Manor. So we'll make sure that you get into that photograph as long as you send us your picture. And we'll make sure that it is hanging downstairs for all to see. Now, I think that we have one or two people, maybe three, that have pledged that much. I think it's four now. We just got one new promise. So we'll be saying that name maybe on the next TrundleCast whenever that clears. That's $15 a month. And one of my favorite ones, though, is $25 a month. And you get to adopt one of our pets or ray guns or creations. You get to pick whichever one is your favorite for $25 and, make a list of a couple just in case one's already taken. You can name it yourself. We'll make up a little plaque that we put up at Trundle Manor so that everyone knows that you're a supporter of what we do. So for as long as you are supporting Trundle Manor for that $25 a month, then we're going to have that plaque down there. Your name will be forever in the annals. I know it's annals. Of Manor's Halt. And one of the last ones, the next one up is $30. And for that, we're going to make sure to do all those other things and also have you on the TrundleCast because we want to interview you, talk about why you believe this much in us. That one means a lot. We've got one set of friends that donated together. That's possible. Feel free to do that too. We're going to have their interview. Next time, they're back in Pittsburgh. They're from out of town. And the final one is $50 a month. I'm not really pushing that because for $50 a month, I'm going to put together a packet twice a year with prizes and new merch and different stuff that we make at the Manor that I'm going to send out to you. So that's going to be twice a year if you pledge $50 a month. I say I don't really push that because I don't have time to do all that. But I do want to, and I want to be able to give back to anyone that believes that much in us. And remember that on, I think it's $15 a month, yes, you will be able to see Velda Von Minks' secret Instagram of a lot of the background in the olden days of what made Toronto Manor what it is. Some of our old portraits and pictures that no one has really seen before. So you'll get to check that out. So if you like Trundle Manor and you believe in us and you know that we're using all of our efforts already to produce things so that everyone can have a little stranger world, then possibly help us out and donate to our Patreon page. That is patreon.com/Trundle Manor. Easy enough, right? Patreon.com/Trundle Manor. I'm sure we have that listed on all our Facebook stuff and whatnot, too. But make sure you donate, because we really do need people's support. It really does help. Thanks again, guys. Everyone that donated so far, thank you. And we'll be reading off some more names in the future.
All right, I think we all hashed it out. So we're gonna end the Toronto Cast with an addition to the Toronto Cast party.
Yes,
that is going to be
it's a game.
Yeah, it's our game.
Party line.
I want everyone to understand. Velda's gonna give out a section. She's gonna say this is a part of the party, and then we're all gonna go around and say like I want this in the party, judging on this thing.
Yeah,
and then at the end, I'm going to have our two fucking silent voters, Jimmy and Eve, come up to the mics and vote and tell which one of our four things is the coolest and what they want in the goddamn podcast.
Highest people in the room, what sounds like the best idea right now?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Anyway, Velda, so what is...
Our parties are giant. They're ridiculous. Yeah. They're full of crazy, ridiculous bullshit. And this one is full of piñatas.
Boom.
So what do you want in a piñata, darling?
Ghosts.
Ghosts.
Why do you want ghosts?
You're welcome.
All right.
You know what? I like it.
Velda has said her piece. She's going to have ghosts bursting out of the fucking pinata.
Because you're welcome.
Because you're welcome. Mike, what do you want in a pinata?
I want those hypodermic needles full with jello shots.
Dude. All right. That's so are we going to inject them into us?
Oh, by all means.
Fuck yeah. All right. Mike's got jello shots coming into our fucking veins, clogging up our arteries. Caster, what the fuck are you looking at? Motherfucker, I'm going to take you on. I'm
terrified by jello shots directly inducted into my veins.
However, I will say mandatory cake stands.
Okay, so they burst open the pinata and everyone's like, I gotta do a cake stand.
Well, yeah, it's like tainted candy kind of thing. So if you it's a bunch of lollipops, every so often there's a red lollipop. All the red lollipops.
Sunshine or
the
green lollipops and...
Yeah, you random roll of dice. This color lollipop, you all do a fucking cake stand or a shot. So like a raffle thing.
Do I can dig
it? A raffle pop. I'm
every
call
time
it
you say keg
pop.
Stand, I hear a cake stand.
That can count. I'm going to call it the raffle pop. So
bury my face in a cake. If I get buried face down in a cake,
food,
I'm not
whatever,
upset about this.
You have to do one random thing in a competition
I'll
setting.
See you in
all right. So you're in your pinata is a competition.
It's raffle pop.
All right.
Raffle
all right.
Pop.
Raffle fucking pops.
Raffle pop.
All right, we got ghosts. We got raffle pops. We got, God damn it, Mike. Help me out. He talked a long time. What did you say?
I said hypodermic needles filled with jello shots.
Jello shots. All right. So, getting drunk.
Mainlining.
No bubbles. No bubbles.
Getting drunk, hanging out with ghosts, or doing a raffle where, like, you might have to fucking do something.
No. All right, look. Mainlining
booze.
All right. Here's mine.
What you got?
I think when I want people to have a good time at Trundle Manor, they're going to fucking hang out. They're going to be like, oh, shit, a pinata. That's so childish. Wee, wee, wee. And then they're gonna like be bashing at it because they're like this is so much better than I want it to be. They're gonna bust open that motherfucker and what's gonna come pouring out? Fucking condoms.
Yeah.
Because I want people to get weird with Trundle Manor parties.
That's like the opposite of what I was saying.
Put
I was gonna be like
a condom in your butt. I don't care what you do. You can fucking blow up the condom. You can put it on your head like what's his face? It's all about germs now. You can put it on your dick and then fuck your girl in front of
him. Have you ever held
or
them out
a
the window?
Boy in front of you us? I don't care.
Hold
but
them out the
wait,
window.
This
on the
is
highway.
My time, motherfucker.
Hold them out the window.
This is
the
my
highway.
Time. You could hold it out the window on the highway. You could blow it up. It could be fucking hilarious.
Hold out your windows on that Mai Tai.
Anyway, I think condoms should fall out of it because condoms can be hilarious no matter what you do.
And they always falling out.
All right. So that is our four So we got four things. I want you two to fucking vote. This is Jimmy Z and Eve.
What's
and
your
I
favorite
want,
thing?
I want these guys to just fucking vote and argue out what the best thing is that we just talked about.
I'm going to talk about Jimmy.
I hope you don't mind if I take the floor right now. I'm a constituent for condoms are a super good idea, kids. People should use them, but I really like the idea of ghosts coming out of a piñata because that's magical. Maybe we can get some like Chinese ghost money down in the Strip District. There's like, hey motorboat driving. So there's a hovercraft driving by.
Sorry
right
about
now.
That.
That's right.
Fuck you, motorboat!
Fuck you, motorboat! We're by the river in a motorboat.
Fuck you, motorboat!
We're
by the Swissville River.
We're on the aquatic mobile unit of Trundle Manor.
It didn't even deliver us pizza.
It's a coal barge, basically, with an exact replica of Trundle Manor.
Motorboat can suck my
bit on it. You punch me that mic one more time.
What's your choice?
All right, will be, I would like to do a combination, please, of ghosts, and I also like the idea of liquor coming out of a piñata.
No.
But, like, absolutely in the tiny plastic bottles, not the glass ones. And also...
Glass hurts people's faces.
Absolutely. I would like a combination of ghosts, plastic tiny liquor bottles, and also if we could use some sort of medieval weapon to open said piñata.
Wait a minute, you can't just add to things. You're supposed to judge on what we said.
I'm just like
I think we all forget what
I'm 12 years old. I'm from Swissvale. I'm a first time caller, a long time listener. Is this DVE?
You reckon Rachel?
Is this WDVE? Can you play some Ram Jam for me?
WJAS Doug Hurst.
You just play me some Ram Jam. That's all I want.
Of course you do, Mike.
So I'm going to say all right,
so
ghosts
this hasn't
and
worked.
Liquor.
All right.
Ghosts and liquor.
So this hasn't worked at all how
it
I
has.
Wanted it
has. I
to.
Picked ghosts.
Did you pick ghosts?
Yes, I picked ghosts, but I would like to add plastic liquor bottles.
Well,
spirits. Shut up, little hat man. I would like to add spirits of all kinds, including ghosts and tiny liquor bottles.
Nope. Right. There's injections.
Oh,
that's your only liquor.
What?
Injections. That's what Mike said.
Then weed.
So are you going with Mike?
How about you,
buddy?
All right.
Went with ghosts. Went with ghosts.
I was going to go with ghosts to begin with, but then I thought to myself, are they good ghosts or are they malevolent ghosts?
That's a great question.
Yeah. So I'm not going to go with
ghosts. What's it matter?
I'm going to have to go with the... vodka shots. Vodka.
Vodka.
Vodka and Jell-O, and Jell-O is made out of bones. So.
So what do you guys think? Are you two gonna argue it out or what?
I don't know.
Eve wants. Caster, get the fuck off the mic. This is their time.
I don't know, it sounded like we were pretty much in the same.
Alright,
what's your platform?
Eve wants ghosts and jello shots.
Yes.
Or syringe shots.
No,
you
want
syringe shots.
Yeah, no, I want tiny liquor bottles and ghosts. That's my platform. Excuse me, Senator, my platform is tiny liquor bottles made of plastic and ghosts.
Funded by taxpayers.
Spirits.
Alright, so
this is my platform.
So this didn't work at all.
Since both of them said liquor,
I think Mike is the only one that had liquor injections or jello shot kind of thing. So Mike wins.
Thank you.
All right, you guys are going to have to get better at this if we're going to keep doing it.
That's terrible.
Fucking miserable this motherfuckers.
This is like the worst jury ever.
This is the worst
abortion
jury
what?
Ever.
What look, if I was getting convicted for something... I want them on my jury because they don't know what the fuck's going on.
Because they're
like,
high as a kite.
Yeah, sure, not the guilty.
All right, well.
We'll improve that for the next time, folks.
We're gonna have a Trundle Cast meeting after this, and
you're fired.
Demerit, demerit.
Fuck you, Andy Warhol's news.
But I think that went kind of okay. Well, so for the next.
This is going down on your permanent record.
Let's add to the Trundle Cast party that's coming up. We're gonna add Jell-O shots and syringes.
Yeah!
That's what's coming to it.
And what's in the pinata?
So that's what's in the pinata. There's a bunch of Jello shots and syringes coming out of the pinata. So whenever you guys come here for the final party that we're eventually going to have,
we'll subtract the needles.
You're going to have some.
You have to supply your own.
So bash the shit out of
copyright.
That bash the shit out of that pinata, and you'll get some delicious treats. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Arm for everybody here in the attic at Trundle Manor. For the Trundle cast and everything else, I'm wishing you all, and I hope you guys will join me, a good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Blue River, do you hold a memory of a vanished dream, vanished dream?
Well, there you have it, my Trundle Files. This is the end. Whatever will you do now that it's over? We would like to thank all of our supporters and cast for their diligent hard work, keeping us propelled into the future. Even time machines need blood sacrifices now and again. Be sure to tune in to the next Trundlecast, where the usual cavalcade of monsters will be toasting to your misfortune and probably planning some mischief on the side. While you're waiting, why not visit trundlemanor.com, where you'll be able to book a tour and experience the manor all by yourself. Be sure to peruse our videos and photo pages online to get a glimpse into the lives of our inhabitants. And follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr just by typing Trundle Manor into the search boxes.
Remember our Patreon page at patreon.com/Trundle Manor.
Don't forget to send your stories of Trundle Manor, both unusual and unnatural, to the Trundlecast at trundlemanor.com. We may even read them right here. Now, close that coffin lid and get some rest, because you'll need it to be prepared to take on the next Trundlecast.